The Gallery by K. Patrick.
Well, there you are, folks, and that's their latest. And I think it's a wow, a real hit. And now, boys and girls, the disc you've all been waiting for.
And I think I can go on waiting for it. Well, Moira, you ain't dead yet. Not by a long way.
For God's sake, Moira, aren't you ready yet?
Oh, sorry, love, I got carried away in my studio.
Well, you've got precisely half an hour before they all come trooping in for the grand opening, so you'd better get a move on.
Hey, Liz, hang on a moment. Look. Oh, where is the damn thing? Ah. Now then, what do you think of this dress? It's new. You like it?
Look at the mess this room's in.
Oh, I expect it is a bit young, but I don't see why the kids should have all the fun, do you?
Yes, yes, it's fine. Wear anything. Wear a sack, only for God's sake, hurry up and get dressed.
Well, Harry'll like it anyway. Harry likes everything. In fact, Harry's a dead ball. Oh, bless him. I'd be lost without him, really. I wonder what he'll say when my fella turns up.
These other dresses will get dirty if you leave them hanging about. Did you have to empty the whole wardrobe to find it?
You know, I suppose it's a change for people to see a happy, smiling face, and that's why I get picked up left, right and centre. I mean, on the train, they were all prepared to bury their noses in the newspapers. I wasn't having that. Englishmen are funny. One of them dropped the middle out of his paper and we both bent to pick it up. The train gave a hell of a lurch and we both finished up on each other's knees, practically, and I said, "Do you come here often?" Not original, but it broke the ice. The whole carriage went up. Everyone started chatting about British railways and the government. That's when I told them about the gallery. Never let the grass grow under your feet. That's my motto. I mean, you never know, do you? Some of them may be in barns someday.
Oh, really, Moira?
I mean it. "What do you do at this gallery?" one of them asked. I nearly gave him a rude answer. "No, seriously, Liz, it can't do any harm to talk about it now, can it? All publicity is good publicity. So, you see, I do care about the gallery. I do think about it. Do you know, when some of them got off the train at Crewe, they said they'd never enjoyed a journey
more. How can anybody need as many
lipsticks as
this?"
There was only one other woman in the carriage, and she turned out to be quite nice in the end. She tried to read, but you couldn't, not with all that chat going on. You should have seen the look she gave me when she put down her magazine. But you know me, I won't be beaten. I saw that she was reading an article about Mark Kingston, and I told her that I knew him. Well, did do, anyhow. I told her how he was nearly arrested in India for trying to climb into my hotel room. She was very interested.
That's
she didn't even try to
read
after
huh?
that. Mind you, I must admit she didn't have much time. We pulled into Euston.
Look, Moira, you'd better dress while you talk. They'll be here soon.
Hey, guess John's second name.
You've already told me many times. Sweet and Brown.
Oh, come and do up this sip. He wanted to change it, and I said to him, "You must be mad. If I got a name like that, I'd cling to it."
There.
Thanks.
But standing here won't get anything done, will it? If you're ready, come and give me a hand to get the rest of the glasses and the drinks through into the gallery, will you?
John Sweetenbrand, it's a fabulous name, isn't it? You know, Liz, I could feel his eyes on me in the buffet car. I knew he was there without even turning round. We must have chatted a good half an hour, and I felt like saying to him, "Look, Mum, I'm old enough to be your..." I was shattered when he told me that he'd love to see the gallery. He said he knew Barnes well, used to live here before he moved to Clapham. Well, there's too good a chance to miss. Come to the opening, I said. Liz won't mind.
Look, Moira, bring the glasses and food from the kitchen, will you, and the drink. I'll go through and turn on the light. It's growing dark. We're in for rain, I should think.
Oh, great, that's all we need. Hey, did you say you got the local press coming?
Yes, they're sending a reporter and a photographer. I told them we'd known each other for years.
Don't you dare tell them for how long.
Don't panic. I won't mention pre-war days. No, put those on here, will you, with the others?
Oh, we don't want this crate stuck out here in the middle of the floor, do we? Hardly blends with the white and purple decor.
Well, it should be under the table.
Come and give me a hand with it, will you, love? I can't shift the damn thing. What's in it?
Oh, champagne.
Oh, what else?
Where the hell's Harry? He said he'd come and give you a hand, didn't he?
Well, that's Harry, dear old, well-meaning Harry. I expect his wife's locked him in so that he can't come. When John arrives...
Look, Moira, I'm sick and tired of this. I tell you once and once only, he won't come. They never do. You go out and you pick up any Tom, Dick and Harry you can find, and then you build up this fantasy around them. Grow up, Moira. Look, I know that you were alone before, and this sort of thing probably helped you, but you've got me now, and you've got the gallery. Those are facts. They're real. You don't need these fantasies now.
Oh, but this is real. I know I've been let down before, but not this time. John will come.
Oh, Moira. There's a faulty bulb over that seascape.
This sounds nasty. Can't have that, can we?
Oh, it can't be a faulty bulb, though. They were all new in this morning. Must be a loose wire or something. I'll check the plug. What would you do without me?
What a hell of a day to open a gallery.
Is it safe to come in?
Oh, as it's you, Harry.
Hello, love. She did let you out, then.
She's gone off with a neighbour to an exhibition at Earl's Court, so she doesn't know I'm here.
When the photographer comes, we'll have to stuff you under the table, won't we?
But what are you doing?
Would you believe having a bath?
Here, let me do that.
No, it's all right, thanks. I've nearly finished. One thing I've learned over the years is how to mend plugs. Go over to Liz and she'll give you a drink, won't you?
I should say we could spare it.
Photographer, did you say? It's a big opening.
I should be so lucky. Only the local press. Lizzie's idea, but it all helps.
Well, it looks good. It's very professional, isn't it?
Well, it rather has to be, doesn't it? Here you are. After all, we do intend to make money, don't we?
Yes. Very professional. Well, has she been behaving herself?
Not so as you'd notice. And look, Harry, I've been meaning to talk to you. Moira's off on one of her flights of fancy again. Now, don't encourage her this time.
Flights of fancy?
She's convinced that some kid she's picked up on a train is going to turn up here.
Steady on, Liz. I mean, she might be right.
Don't be ridiculous, Harry. You don't do her any service by encouraging her to believe in these fantasies she keeps conjuring up. You name me one of her so-called admirers that's ever kept an appointment. Browbeats people into committing themselves for sheer peace and then convinces herself that it was the other way around.
Moira's a very imaginative woman. That's what makes her an artist.
Then she must learn to separate the two worlds.
She's happy. What harm does it do?
You're as bad as she is.
Do you realise, Harry, that you've abandoned me for days?
Oh, sorry, love. You know how it is.
Of course I do, and I wouldn't have you any other way. Would you, Liz?
Well, Harry's hardly my concern, is he? But I'll bring in the rest of the glasses myself. I can see I'll have to.
Liz, all right. Seems a bit on edge.
Oh, she's all right. Probably nervous about the gallery.
Well, I thought there might have been trouble over her divorce. How's it all going? Is it all right? I mean, how's it working out, you two, Sherry?
Oh, fine, I think. Mind you, 6 months isn't long, is it? You know, I don't think Liz has realised yet that it isn't Philip she's living with anymore. She tries to bully me a bit. I don't take much notice. She means well.
Hey!
Has she told you my latest news?
What?
About the train.
Oh, don't tell me that you two are going in for those now.
Oh, don't put ideas into her head, for God's sake.
No, you fool, about my latest admirer who picked me up on the train.
Not another scout.
This young kid, that's all he was. Oh, very dishy. Beautifully dressed he was. Dark hair, the lot. Tried to pick me up.
Did he succeed?
Jealous. He's probably coming tonight.
Oh, God.
What a girl. What chance do I stand?
What do you think of this, then? My new dress. Like it?
If we were both a bit younger, I can tell you, you wouldn't be safe with me.
You're as young as you feel, Harry. And I feel game for anything. I need a drink.
There's some black clouds building up. Looks as if it might rain before the day's out.
Quite the little ray of sunshine, aren't you, Harry?
Well, I hope this is going to be a success for you both.
Well, I think it might be. Moira and I have got lots of plans for expansion. We might even branch out into antiques.
And no rude cracks about that. Oh, first arrival.
Oh, good. Look, he made it. That's Tony Lockwood from the Echo.
Yes.
He promised half a page. Smile nicely at him.
Right you are. And that's the secretary to the WI behind a mutant chatter up. I leave her cold.
Moira, they've started arriving.
You for the press, and I'll take Mrs. Stewart. Harry, make yourself useful. Open the champagne.
Mr. Lockwood, how marvellous of you to come.
I'm Miss James. Oh, dear, is it raining already? Take your coat. The drinks are over here.
And I tell you, I practically throw up again every time I look at this damn seascape. Let me show you. Oh, where is everybody?
I think they went to get more drink, Mrs. Lambert.
But you stayed. How sweet. And what do you think of the exhibition, Tom? It is Tom, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it's excellent, Mrs. Lambert. Mm. I like your sketch of Portobello Road.
Oh, that one. Yes, I'm quite proud of it. Come here. No, over here, near me. You can't view it properly from over there. Closer. That's better. You're not shy of me, are you?
No, of course not.
Tom! Tom!
Oh, there she is.
Mm, who?
My fiancée. She seems to be wanting me. Excuse me, Mrs. Lambert. Thank you for the... Well, thank you.
Dan, I told you he wouldn't turn up. Perhaps from now on you'll listen to me.
What? Oh, it's you creeping around, keeping an eye on me, are you?
These facts. You realize that as you grow older, it'll get worse.
You make it sound like a disease.
It is.
God, I'm so bored. This thing seems to have been going on for hours.
Well, bored or not, we're making lots of money. It's going well. Let's face it, Moira, that's a damn sight better prospect than waiting around for kids who don't show up.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, I'm so bored, I'll even shut up Harry.
That should what? Moira?
Stay there, Liz, don't move. He won't turn up, is that what you said? Well, I think you're in for a surprise. John! John! John, darling, you've come. Oh, look at you. Saturated. It must be pouring down out there. Fancy braving the storm just to come to the opening of the gallery. Oh, look at your shoes, your coats. They're soaking wet.
It was worth it. I mean, I did promise, didn't I?
Well, come on. I'm being a rotten hostess. Come and have a drink and meet Liz. Liz? Liz? Oh, Harry, over here. There's someone I want you to meet, Liz. This is John Sweetenbrown. You remember I told you about him?
Hello.
It's pouring down outside, but he still came. John, this is Harry, an old friend of mine.
Hello, John. You are get this scotch, don't you?
I think I'd better take your coat before you flood us all out.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take it through into the kitchen.
Thanks. So you've come.
Of course he has, Harry. Of course he has. Hadn't you better do the rounds?
Good Lord. I'll have Liz after me for neglecting her guests, won't I? Excuse me, John. Can I give you a refill, madam? How about more champagne? Scotch?
Are all these pictures yours?
Yes. Yes, they are. Of course, I didn't do them all at once. I've travelled a lot. Everywhere I went, I took my sketchbook.
It's a bigger gallery than I expected.
Oh, yes. Liz and I never do things by halves.
And your flat's above, is it?
Yes. You'll have to have a look at that later. You can see my studio. Come and look at some of the pictures and I'll tell you where I did them. I'll show you the Portobello Road sketch. That seems to have caused the most interest. Frozen when I did that. But there was this old dear, she must have been 80 or more. There comes hell or high water. There it is.
It's good. Very good. Well, you captured a lot of the atmosphere.
Do you think so?
Is that the old girl you were talking about?
Yes, that's her. I did a solo sketch of her because she had such a fantastic face. I've given you up, you know. I thought you weren't coming.
I said I'd come. And I'm a man of my word.
That's unusual.
What?
Nothing.
I had a long way to come. Right from Clapham.
What do you think of Liz?
Just as you described her. Well, I think you're quite wrong about her. She seems perfectly capable of looking after herself.
Maybe. I don't think she's got over the shock yet.
Shock of what?
Oh, nothing.
I've had some more ideas about what we were discussing on the train.
Do you like my new dress?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I expect it's a bit young for me.
Rubbish. You're as young as you feel.
That's what I think. You know, there's a new bistro opened up round here. We got a card for it through the door.
Is there?
It sounds marvellous. You must go. I think there's a discotheque as well.
Oh. Do you dance?
Dance? You try and stop me. I tell you what, we must go there. What are you doing at the weekend?
What?
My treat, of course. I mean, we do have some business to discuss after all.
Well, I suppose I could manage Saturday.
Good.
Look, could we just have a little talk now? I mean, I have some ideas.
On
and,
Saturday we will. It's a little difficult to talk here. You know how it is.
You really must stand up for yourself, Moira. I mean, what sort of life will you have if you allow Liz to dominate you like
this? No, please, John, I'd rather not talk about it here.
Moira! Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a lady over there almost drooling over your painting of Siamese cats. I think a few words from the artist, one of your little anecdotes, and you'd swing her in our favour.
Couldn't you?
I think it would be better if you went. A word from the artist would carry more weight. John won't mind if you dash away for a moment, will you?
No, of course not. I won't run away.
You'll look after him, will you, Liz? He'll be safe with me. Good. Now, don't forget, John, on Saturday we'll discuss it. John and I are going to that new bistro on Saturday.
Oh.
Well, I won't be long.
This is my day, it seems.
Well, what do you think of our humble gallery?
Oh, it's far from humble, Mrs.
James, Liz James.
I remember this place before you moved in. It was a tat newsagent in an old shoe shop.
Yeah.
You must have knocked a wall down.
Yes, we did. Over there, see? Gives us plenty of living space above.
I used to walk past this place and wonder who bought it.
Well, now you know.
Yes. It must have cost quite a lot to do it all in such style. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was that much money about.
You sound as though you speak from bitter experience.
Yes. Mora's pictures seem very good. They seem to be selling well, anyway.
Well, they're cheerful and they don't take much effort to appreciate. A bit like Moira. They go out and grab you.
You've known each other a long time, haven't you?
Before you were born, I should think, John. Tell me, are you interested in art?
Why?
Well, I think it's stoical of you to have trailed out in the rain if you're not interested.
Yes, I am, I suppose.
Do you paint too? Is it a professional interest?
No, I'm a hairdresser.
Oh.
And you can believe me, that takes as much skill and patience as painting.
Sure it does. Moira said that you know Barnes well. Do you work in a hairdresser's locally?
I used to.
You mean there wasn't much scope?
You must be joking. Here they're still intent on tight little curls that won't blow out in the wind. And if the bill comes to more than a pound, they practically collapse. I know. Believe me, I've tried.
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, I would have thought this area gave plenty of scope.
Not at the prices I wanted to charge.
Oh.
But I had to charge if I was going to get solvent.
I get the impression it didn't work out.
The understatement of the year. I left a shop off Grosvenor Square to do it. I must have been mad.
So why did you leave?
Because there I was working for someone else. I've worked hours on end, handing pins, sweeping floors, making tea, then practicing on models when the salon closed, starting at 8 in the morning and finishing at 8 at night.
Did your family approve?
They thought there was something wrong with me for wanting to be a hairdresser in the first place, and then for slogging my guts out for a few quid a week. I can tell you, when I started to lose my accent, they knew I'd gone mad. It was this boss at Grosvenor Square, Mario, bloody Italian, told me to learn to speak English. Mind you, he was right. Made a big difference to the tips.
You did well there, then.
Well, I made plenty in tips. I used to simper over the fat old dears with their nearly bald heads, and they used to pay gratefully for the camouflage that I could give them.
If you were making so much money, it seems strange that you should want to leave.
Well, what Mario was doing, I could do. I knew it. But he used to ride home in a bloody great car, and I used to pedal home on my bike. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to have a picture of the place I'd have.
Mm.
Red plush. Dark lighting, pink mirrors, the lot. I was so popular at Mario's, I thought, when I go, they'll all follow me. They'll all leave them and come to me.
So you opened a salon in Barnes and then found that they didn't?
No, they didn't. Yeah. Wouldn't have hurt them. They only had to sit in the back of their great fat cars and let their chauffeurs drive them. What did it matter to them whether they stepped out in Grosvenor Square or Barnes High Street?
Why Barnes? Why not open a shop in town?
Because, Mrs. James, I'd only got the money for Barnes. I'd no rich daddy or mummy to push me, no little friend to give me a hand. Well, no one. Only the money I'd managed to save. The bank were very sorry that they couldn't invest in my little shop. So the only place I could afford was in Barnes. Oh, I decorated it exactly as I'd imagined. 6 months it lasted. Then I had to sell or go bankrupt. But I'm not going to give up, Mrs. James. They wouldn't come to me. Okay, I'll come to them. I'll get the money somehow. I'll open a salon right opposite Mario's. I'm going to enjoy watching all the old dears troop across from him to me. And they're going to pay through the nose for the privilege of a styling by John.
You seem very determined. I thought you said a minute ago that you were nearly bankrupt. What happened? A windfall?
Well, not a windfall, Mrs. James, but I can see the money within reach, yeah.
Yes, you mean when Moira told you about the gallery, you thought, there's a rich old dear, let's take her for a ride.
No, I didn't. Well, let's face it, she didn't give me much chance to think at all. One minute I walked into the buffet car, the next, pow! I didn't know what had hit me. Well, you said it yourself. Moira's like her paintings. She goes out and grabs you.
But you told her about the salon.
Believe me, I tell everyone. It's an obsession. Moira suggested that she might be able to help me, that's all. She said that she'd just invested in a gallery and was looking around for something else to interest her.
Did she now? So, of course, you trailed out here just to make sure that she didn't change her mind. And has she? Has she discussed it further with you?
Well, we haven't had much time. Can I help you with that? Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. James. This is obviously a surprise to you. Perhaps I should have left it for Moira to speak to you about it first. Well, I don't see why she shouldn't do what she likes with her money. I mean, what's it got to do with you? Well, I know you're friends, but you're hardly husband and wife, are you? I mean, I'm sorry your husband left you.
She told you about that too, did she?
She was just explaining to me, you know, how difficult it is for you to adapt and how you take this interest in her affairs. But, you know, it wouldn't affect you at all if Moira came in with me over the salon.
No.
I mean, she wouldn't have to close the gallery. You'd still be able to live here. Moira would still paint. Nothing really would be changed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. It just struck me as rather funny in a sick sort of way. Tell me, John, how old are you?
22.
You've got a great deal to learn. So you and Moira have business to discuss. Well, you can't discuss it out here, can you? Go into the kitchen. I'll send Moira to you when she's free. I think she'll have a lot to tell you.
Look, I'm sorry. I hope I haven't seemed rude. Only it does mean a lot to me.
The kitchen's through there. I'll send her through to you.
I'll certainly make an appointment for you.
Well, I've trained him quite well. He can sit perfectly still for hours on end.
There's no need to worry about that. I'll probably make one or two quick sketches and work from those. Oh, Liz, we've been commissioned to paint Mrs.
Lomax.
Mrs. Lomax's poodle.
Oh, how nice. Oh,
goodness, I seem to be the last guest. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Mrs. Lomax.
It stopped raining.
I'd better go while it's still fine. Goodbye, Mrs. Lambert. It's been so interesting to meet you.
Do drop in and see us any time. Harry, be a love and see Mrs. Lomax.
Goodbye, Mrs. James.
Goodbye.
This way, Mrs. Lomax. Did you have a brolly?
Where's John? He won't be long. Did you like him?
Yes. Yes, seems a nice boy. Rather aggressive, perhaps, and very ambitious.
Ambitious?
Yes, ambitious. Or hadn't you noticed?
Not really. I don't think we covered that topic. Practically everything else, but not that. We'll probably get to that over dinner at the bistro.
Yes, that's right. That's when you're going to discuss it, isn't it?
Discuss what?
I don't know, but that's what you said. Don't forget, on Saturday we'll discuss it.
Did I?
Discuss what, Moira?
I can't remember. Where is John?
Discuss what?
Oh, come on, Liz. Don't treat me as if I was some 8-year-old.
Well, that you're certainly not, are you? I mean, they can't tell right from wrong, can they? They don't know the difference between fact and fiction. Of course, you do know the difference between right and wrong. It's just fact and fiction that catches you.
Oh, Liz, I've got a headache. Do you mind if I just go and find John and then...
Stay here, Moira. For once, you're going to face the truth. Why did you tell John that you'd invest in him?
I didn't actually say that, Liz.
Didn't you? He thinks you did. He's so certain about it that he's trailed out here in the rain, practically walked most of the way, I should think. Why did you do it? How were you going to explain to him, Moira, that you haven't got a penny? That this isn't your gallery? You didn't invest in it. I did.
I don't know what to say. He shouldn't have told
you. Of course he told me. Saw me as a danger. You'd built me up as the kind of neurotic woman who would cling to you. You brought this on yourself. Lies always catch you out, Moira.
No, Liz, please, understand. I wasn't lying. No. I swear I wasn't lying. I just thought for once they'll see. John will walk in and they'll see. It wouldn't have hurt anyone. No one would ever have known. I'd have told him I couldn't lend him the money. It wouldn't be fair to you. And he'd have been sad, but he would have understood. Then I wouldn't have seen him any more, but... Just this once, Liz, you would have seen that I wasn't building up fantasies, that I was speaking the truth. John did exist, he is real, and he came to see me.
What is going to happen to you, Moira?
Nothing's going to happen to me, Liz. Nothing will it?
Well, that's that. What a success, eh? I've cleared up the worst of the mess. Is anything the matter?
Go into the kitchen, Harry. Tell John to go. Moira's too busy to see him.
Has anything happened?
Just go and do as
There's
I...
There's no need. I heard.
How long have you been standing there?
I heard.
John, darling, look, love, I'm afraid I can't invest in you. It wouldn't be fair to Liz. So there's no point in my seeing you on Saturday. I'm terribly sorry.
I heard, Moira. You must be sick.
best. Go and make some tea, Harry. I think we need it.
Tea? Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
I'll start on one of those commissions tomorrow. The local technical college, they want some sort of allegorical painting about human endeavour. I've got to go and see the young chap there. He'll give me some idea of the layout.
I hope he's dishy.
The Gallery was written by Kay Patrick. Jill Balkan played Moira, Catherine Parr, Liz, and Robin Ellis, John. Production was by Christopher Venning.